This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora e hoa, you're listening to Down Under Currents, a music discovery show celebrating the best independent music coming out of Aotearoa. I'm your host, Gary Farrow. We plunge into the currents beneath the mainstream, emerging artists, new releases, local scenes, and the stories behind the songs. From indie rock and alternative through to surf, garage, dream pop, and everything in between, this is your guide to finding your next favourite New Zealand band. So let's get into it. This is Down Under Currents.
Thank you. That was Anna Van Riel with All Round Son of a Man. Kia ora, I'm Gary Farrow, and this is Down Under Currents on Free FM. And this week, we're doing something a bit different. I've just been down to Invercargill, and while I was there, I had the chance to visit Radio Southland, one of Free FM's partner stations. Radio Southland is a community access station broadcasting from Invercargill, and it's always really cool to get out of the Hamilton studio and see what other community stations around the country are doing. So I thought, what better excuse than that to put together a whole episode celebrating music from the Deep South? And there's plenty to choose from. We're starting with an artist who has a particularly appropriate connection to the place. Anna Van Riel was born in Invercargill and these days is based further north in Lake Hawea. But that Southland connection remains an important part of her story. Next up, we've got Black Glacier, followed by Invercargill artist Daniel Fletcher. This track is called Distance.
Thank you. need to grow. Took a while for my heart to know, but now my roots are here to stay. All this time I was wasting, all those years you were waiting for me to let your love wash my fears away. 'Cause I am blossoming like a flower in the spring. I am loving this feeling of rain upon my skin. I am learning to love again. I am flying higher than I've ever been. Now I've got your heart in mine. Oh, this feels so divine, and I never want to lose it. Every day you're changing my life. I know we got a ways to climb, but I would never ever change it. 'Cause I am blossoming like a flower in the spring. I am loving this feeling of rain upon my skin. I am learning to love again. I am flying.
That was Daniel Fletcher with Blossoming. Daniel is an Invercargill artist, and I think that's a pretty good example of what this episode is about. There's a tendency to think of New Zealand's music industry as being concentrated in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin, but there are musicians making really interesting stuff all over the country, and especially in places like Invercargill, where the scene has its own character and its own history. And we're going to keep digging into that. Next up, we've got Darcy Kerr with Break Free, the radio edit.
You can feel it in your bones. You can feel it in your soul. Constant pulling, it won't let go. It's that feeling that you know all too well. While it grips you tighter, you can break free. I know that you're a fighter. You can do it, just put your mind to it. Lift yourself up higher.
We'll
That was Earworm with Feel. And you're listening to Down Under Currents, the Southland special. One of the things I really enjoyed about visiting Radio Southland was being reminded that community radio isn't just about what's happening in the biggest cities. It's about giving people in their own communities a place to tell their stories, play their music, and have a voice. And that's definitely something Free FM and Radio Southland have in common. Now we're going properly heavy. Filth Wizard are an Invercargill trio who describe themselves as riff enthusiasts. And Motor Oil is exactly the sort of thing you might expect from a band with that description. This is Filth Wizard.
Go.
That was Hudaki with Road Trip. Hudaki are another Invercargill band, and they've been part of that local rock scene for a while now. They're a four-piece indie rock band from the Deep South, with a bit of a British influence running through what they do. And I love the fact that we've just gone from Filth Wizard's riffs into Hudaki's slightly more jangly, melodic take on Southern rock. That's the fun of doing a show like this. Southland music isn't just a genre, it's a place. And there are all sorts of different sounds coming out of it. We're going to stay down south for the next couple, although we're moving into a rather different musical territory. First up, Jackie Bristow with Shaking My Bones.
Is building up a fight. I'm a stranger in the night. Wind is howling, shaking my bones, shaking my bones, shaking my bones. I see it down in the distant light.
To think about the good days, how it all felt before it all went sideways. It's easy to blame, and it's easier to hate.
But if it was nothing, I'd have never been there in the first place. Our love was like the ocean, like the South China Sea. Treacherous from both of us, but by God, was it deep. And it breaks my broken heart that some things just can't be. When you look out at the ocean, hope you'll always think of me. Even now, I'm not sure if I've really let you go. I think I have, then I find your shirt and I feel so alone. You moved on and I did too, and I curse your name sometimes. The truth is, while I was holding him, I miss you being mine. Like the ocean, like the South China Sea. Treacherous from both of us, but by God, was it deep. And it breaks my broken heart that some things just can't be. But when you look out at the ocean, I hope you'll always think.
That was Jenny Mitchell with The Ocean. Jenny originally comes from Gore, so she is another particularly appropriate artist for this week's show. Gore is, of course, famously associated with country music and the Gold Guitar Awards, and Jenny has taken that background and developed it into something that moves between country, folk, Americana, and alternative music. And that's another thing I love about the Southland scene. There's a real sense of place in a lot of the music. You can hear the landscape in it. The wide open spaces, the weather, the distance, and perhaps a little bit of stubbornness as well. Now we've got two tracks from the same artist. This is Lockie Hayes, who's based down in the Southland region and whose music draws heavily on folk, blues, and alt country. First up, here's The Things That Sent Me.
Thank you. the shadows hang heavy and hard. There I met a fair-haired maiden whose gaze nearly stopped my heart. She called me by my name. Her hair said, I will ease your pain if you just walk a while with me. I follow through the pines behind her every step with a child's mind. It's so easy to forget. Somewhere in the black, my shadow set me in fright. My senses flooded back, and I turned and ran back towards the light. I burst out from the pines, running just as fast as I could. My mother warned me many times, child, stay away from those woods. Dream on the cold hard ground. I reached at first for my pistol, and then the bad folks I found. They're still down by the fireside, chained up and bound. I'm gonna make a lot of money if I get them back to town. Now the sheriff will say, boy, you one crazy man to bring home three rustlers with your own two hands. Now tell me, mister, what would you have done if one of them black-hearted rustlers had just called up and run? But I'd shoot him once if he tried to leave with nothing. I'd shoot him twice if he tried to take the money. I'd shoot him thrice if he tried to get my whiskey. If he tried to leave with the water, then I'd just empty my gun. Town, gotta go through that old mine where there's scarce a lot of water of the places we ride. There's lots of hanging shadows, plenty of places to hide. Gonna keep my hammers pulled back and my canteen down by my side. Now sooner or later it'll reach high noon, and the horrors and the shakes will be getting them boys soon. Now I wouldn't be surprised if they took one last gasp, attempt to flee down one of those old mine shafts. But I'd shoot him once if he tried to leave with nothing. I'd shoot him twice if he tried to take the money. I'd shoot him thrice if he tried to get my whiskey. But if he tried to leave with the water, then I'd just empty my gun. We'll be right back. get back to town. Gonna waltz up to the sheriff's office and throw my badge down. I'm not gonna do no more work for the law ever again. I got a bloodlust, I would've shot those suckers up on W's Bend. When they look up at me, they got a fear in their eye. They look upon my soul and they start wondering why. But I'll give them one lesson, and this is one thing you'll find: you don't get nothing for niceness, so don't leave nothing behind. I'll shoot you once if you try to leave with nothing. I'll shoot you twice if you try to take the money. I'll shoot you thrice if you try to get my whiskey. If you try to leave with the water, then I'll just empty my gun.
That was Lockie Hayes again with Shoot 'Em Once. Two from Lockie there, and I thought it was worth giving him a bit of extra space because his music really fits the spirit of this episode. There's something very distinctly Southern about that combination of folk, blues, country, and storytelling. And it's not exactly about trying to sound Southern, it's just where the songs come from.
Now he gets dropped off in random places.
that was left all right with Gary's Nuggety Neighbour. And that seems like a suitably eccentric way to finish the Southland special. Left All Right are a Dunedin and Invercargill connected trio, and Gary's Nuggety Neighbour is from their album Trippy. And yes, despite the title, it isn't actually about me. Probably. This week we've travelled from Invercargill to Gore, across the wider Southland and Otago region, and heard everything from folk and country to indie rock, blues, psychedelic rock, and some seriously chunky riffs. And I wanted to make this episode partly because of that trip down south. Getting to visit Radio Southland was a great reminder of just how important community radio is around New Zealand. Stations like Radio Southland and Free FM give local people somewhere to make radio, share music, tell stories, and connect with their communities. We're all part of the same community radio family, even when we're several hundred kilometres apart. So, a big thank you to the team at Radio Southland for having me down there, and hopefully this little musical trip south has given you a few new artists to investigate. I'm Gary Farrow. This is Down Under Currents on Free FM, and I'll see you next time for another wander through Aotearoa's independent music scene. Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.